Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Todd Harrison.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm all right.
Okay. My name is Shireen and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Have a what?
Do you know the subtype, the specific type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Oh, it was a type B, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
And how are you doing now?
I've been sick for so long, I really don't know the difference anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope things get better for you. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your date of birth? I'm sorry, date of diagnosis? A rough estimate is okay, if you know the month and the year.
April 2017.
April of 2017. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
Is at home.
I'm sorry?
At home.
At home, okay. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
I know if I don't, I don't really sit and really talk. I lived in a kind of rural area.
No worries. And how old are you?
I'm now 48.
48? So you were about 41 at the time of diagnosis, is that correct?
I think that's about right, yeah.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you had to put a number on it?
Yeah.
A rough estimate is okay.
11 years.
11 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah.
And the phone you're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
My cell phone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the following questions are going to be yes or no's. It's going to be based off your past and present medical history. Sorry. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
And have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
That I know of.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me, please?
Todd, T-O-D-D.
T-O-D-D.
H-A-R-R-I-S.
Oh, sorry. Is that your last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Harrison?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
No.
And can I get your date of birth?
6/27.
What year?
June 27th, 1976.
And can I get your social?
523-175501.
Okay, and your height and weight?
5'9", I'm at 209.
209, okay. And your email?
Todd, T-O-D-D-S, Harrison, H-A-R-I-S-O-N-S, @gmail.com.
So your first name, last name @gmail.com?
With an S after the first and S after the second.
So I have Todd S.
Yep.
Harrison, F as in Frank, @gmail.com.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. So Todd's Harrison's.
Todd.
The two S's.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you is 719-664-5312. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this your cell, your home, or both?
I said both, yeah.
Both. And how did you learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
TV.
TV. And approximately what date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate like a month and a year?
Around 2017,
Around the time that you were diagnosed?
but
So
yeah,
roughly
a
like
little before
around
then.
April, a little bit before then, so like March of 2017, does that sound correct?
That's approximately.
Okay. And then where
But
did
yes,
you,
yeah.
what was the home address of where you sprayed Roundup?
1901 North Hudson, 81001.
What city is that?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Colorado?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Okay. So I have 1901 North Hudson Ave in Pueblo, Colorado, zip code 81001.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this your current address as well?
No, that's
No?
not now.
Okay, no worries. We'll
I
get that
just need to
later.
move, yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you spray Roundup if you had to estimate?
Oh, shit. 2, 3 times, 12, 30 sometimes a year.
About 30 times a year. And did you spray Roundup for at least one
Yeah,
full
it
year
would be.
before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. You
About two or
said
three times a month, basically.
2 to 3 times a month. Let's see.
Yeah.
And did you spray it
Depends
every month out of the
on
year?
the spring. About, yeah.
Okay,
Except for
so.
December, when it snowed and cold, but yeah, pretty cool.
So the math on that would be about 24 to 36 times a year. If
Yep,
you had to pick a
yep.
number, what would you pick?
I'd say about 20, 26.
26 times a year, okay. And what month and year
Yeah,
did you
every
start
season.
spraying Roundup? Here, this might be easier. What year did you stop spraying Roundup? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
So about like April 1st, 2017?
I started a little younger before that. I mean, like I did
Okay.
for my father,
Okay.
but
So,
I
but
don't
you
know. I've
stopped
been really
spraying in
keeping
April of
track
2017?
around there. That
Okay,
would be a
so.
good guesstimation for now.
Okay. And then, so you sprayed for 11 years, so that would take us to about 2006. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, and what month in 2006, if you had to estimate?
I say January,
So you started spraying
December, January.
January, around, okay, so you started spraying roughly around January 2006 and stopped spraying roughly around April 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and
Gloves.
then
I think one time I used gloves.
I just want to confirm you sprayed in the state of Colorado.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your exposure? Occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
It would be directly.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Every time.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it?
What was the year? 2026?
2000,
600 to
okay.
700, maybe?
I could do the, okay, 600 to 700. So about
Yeah, oh
600
yeah.
times. Okay. And
At
then
least, yeah.
how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it just by buying it and spraying it at home?
Father.
So were you
Father
directly,
sprayed it.
or, what's
Yeah,
that?
walking behind him like a retard.
Did he spray at home?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys spray it together?
Yeah, he's like a young boy. I walked his footsteps and
Okay.
wondered what he did.
And then, where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied? I know you mentioned residential. Was it like the front and backyard? Was
Was
it
a
a
quarter of
certain
an
amount of
acre.
quarter of an acre? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then, do you get your water from a well? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
We have that here, but no, none of us, we didn't have
Okay.
quotes for that. Big, big
And then
enough.
what type? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the Army Depot, and that's where they store it. But no.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a
Both.
concentrate or a premix?
Sometimes whatever store.
Okay.
Sometimes they sell the premix in their concentrate, they have to dilute it.
And then, do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no? It's okay
I'd
if
say
not.
no.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently? Yes or no?
No, hell no.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do find anything, just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
It's been a while since I've had near the kids or anybody.
Okay. And then where did you purchase the Roundup from? What store?
Been a few. Let me think. Home Depot was the
Home
main
Depot.
place.
Okay. And then
Yeah.
have you ever smoked?
Smoke cigarettes?
Have you ever smoked at all? No? Are you currently employed?
No, I'm just saying no.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah, at the time I did.
Okay. When did you stop working? Was it when you
I
were
would say this
diagnosed?
be recently, after.
After, so approximately what month and year?
After. I'd say 2018, maybe. I stopped working and
2018.
everything when I had to do tests and stuff, yeah.
And have you worked since
And
2018 at all, or did you go back to work?
I umpired softball. I think it was more recreational. And then
Okay.
I had a landscaping company, and I used it myself. But I just did aerations. I didn't do sides of anything.
You're an umpire for softball?
Yeah, so you Triple SA official, yeah. Well, I'm disabled now since last year.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it disability?
Disability, yeah.
And what year did you file a claim?
2.5 years ago.
About 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am. That's
And,
traffic fences.
okay. Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and the facility name?
Doctor, which doctor was this?
Do you remember the name of the
Give me
facility?
a second. I have about nine freaking doctors. Doctor Robert Rifkin? I think Doctor Rifkin.
I'm sorry,
The hematologist.
Dr. Robert Rushkin?
RIFKIN Rifkin. He was at Health One, Swedish Hospital.
You said what hospital? I'm sorry, it's a little bit hard to hear you.
It was the Cancer Center, HCA, Health One, Swedish Hospital.
Was it the University of Colorado Cancer Center?
Health One Swedish, it was similar in 501 East. It was in Englewood. I'm not from Englewood, I'm from Pueblo.
Okay, so you said it was a cancer center. What city was it in?
It was in Englewood, Colorado.
Right, can you spell the city name for me, please?
ENGLE
Okay.
WOOD.
And what state?
Colorado.
Oh, is it Rocky Mountain Cancer Center in Inglewood?
It's Health One Swedish. That's all I do. That.
It's in Suite. Is it the 701 East Hampton Ave? It's Suite 300, Swedish Medical Center.
It's 501 East Hampton.
501.
501. Yeah.
Is this where you were diagnosed? Is this where you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the Swedish Medical Center, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is this where you were also treated?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have Dr. Robert Rifkin?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? Okay. And do you have a phone number for him by chance, or did you want me to pull it from Google?
Actually, Google, I don't have a number.
All right. The phone number I have is 303-388-4876. Does that sound correct?
That sounds for 303 sounds familiar.
Okay.
I don't know the area code.
And then what date did you start your treatment?
April. It has to be April 16th.
April 16th of 2017?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive?
It gave me a lot of stuff. It was CAT scans, blood tests. Skin sample.
Did you do a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
I did the chemo. I did the. Let me think. There's a lot of. Give me a second. I had to remember what all was done. I did the. I did the immune system.
Immunotherapy?
The chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and they gave me medications.
Okay. Pain medication?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
My current is 388 Mangum. MANGRUM.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the... All right. One more time. A little bit slower.
388.
Okay.
West Mangrum, MANGRUM, Pueblo, Colorado, 81007.
Is it Mangrum Court or Mangrum Drive?
Mangrum Drive.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact number if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
My mother. Yeah, I can give my mom's.
Okay. Does she live with you or not live with you?
Yeah, she was with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get her phone number, please?
Okay, her number is
719-289-6915. Can you spell her first name for me, please?
J-A-C-K-I-E.
Last name?
Harrison. H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Let's change it. Just flip it upside down.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I do want to thank you for sharing that. I do want to share. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You mentioned, I think it's cutting out a little bit, that's why, so I can't tell if you're talking or not, but I think I heard part of what you said. You said you've been homeless and jobless?
Homeless, jobless, suicidal. It's just been an educational period.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that you went through that, but I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me, and I'm hoping I can make this process a little bit easy for you. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around April 1st, 2017. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 1901 North Hudson Ave in Pueblo, Colorado, zip code 81001. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. Your name is Todd, spelled T-O-D-D. Last name Harrison, spelled H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as June 27th, 1976. And I have your social as 523-17-5501. I have your height as 5'9", and your weight as 209 pounds. I have your email as toddsharrisons@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 719-664-5312. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 26 times a year. You started spraying roughly around January 1st, 2006, and stopped spraying roughly around April 1st, 2017. You sprayed residentially a quarter of an acre in the state of Colorado. You were directly exposed and you sprayed Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 600 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased the concentrate and premix from Home Depot. You lost time from work. You stopped working in 2018. I have a disability claim for you in 2022. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Robert Rifkin at Swedish Medical Center, located at 501 East Hampton Ave, Suite 300 in Englewood, Colorado, zip code 80113. The phone number I have for the doctor is 303-388-4876. I have the date that you started treatment roughly around April 16, 2017. You did chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and pain medication for treatment. I have your current address is 388 West Mangrum Drive in Pueblo West, Colorado, zip code 81007. And I have your emergency contact as your mother that lives with you. Her name is Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, last name Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Phone number I have is 719-289-6915. Does that sound correct?
Perfect.
Okay. All right, our system's generating the documents. I'm going to go ahead and send them over to you now. I just need a couple signatures from you. It should take less than a minute, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you should have just received a text from DocuSign.
It's okay. I can try to call you on my other, on my direct line if you want me to, if I see it.
Did you receive it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just need a couple signatures from you. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text with all my contact information. If you need anything at all, that's going to be your main point of contact. The way this works is once those documents are signed, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days. Depends on how busy they are. They just need to verify the case with you over the phone. Should take about 5 minutes of your time. So just be on the lookout for their call. If they don't speak to you, they can't get started on working on your case. So just keep that in mind. With that being said, Todd, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions with the documents, let me know. I'm going to stay on the line until they're signed, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you having trouble opening it
review?
Up? Yes, review.
So, please review and act on these documents.
Yes.
Do I share? Is that you, Shireen?
I'm sorry.
Is that you, Shireen Sakala?
Yes. Shireen Sakala. Yes.
Okay.
That's me.
Do I click on it?
Yeah. So click on the link. And then just follow the instructions on there. You're just going to hit the yellow continue buttons. You're going to hit start and then the yellow continue buttons, and then it'll prompt you to sign. You'll sign, hit adopt and sign, and then you'll keep moving forward with the document. It's just going to ask for a couple signatures, okay, and then once you're done, hit finish.
Oh, okay. Agree, continue. Okay. Adopt and sign?
Yes.
Initial.
Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. I just received it. So I just sent you a text with all my contact information. It's going to be a 949 number. If you need anything at all in the meantime until the attorneys contact you, please let me know. Again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Todd. I hope all is well, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.